Hey everyone, I'm Oliver.
And I'm Jello.
And this is the differing cinematic tastes of Jello and Oliver. And you may have guessed, but we are not using our real names, although Oliver is a real name and could be used. I don't think Jello really is.
Probably not, no.
Right. So anyway, this is just a little intro episode because you're probably like, what the heck is this? But we are two friends from college who like to watch movies, and we really like going to movies together, although you've always had trouble getting me to actually go because I'm the world's most introverted person. But, you know, we recently, you know, pandemic's going on, but we recently started watching through movies kind of together. I thought a watch party on some of these apps would be a lot more fun, but it apparently just sinks the viewing experience until it decides
it just that bugs it out once more. Yeah, of us yeah no, not so great.
Not so great. We're working on workarounds for the next one, but I guess both separately thought of the idea of doing a podcast because we have, as the title would suggest, differing cinematic tastes. So would you like to go into that a little? So yeah. I don't hog the entire microphone.
Yeah, you hog. I mean, just like it says, the movies that we tend to gravitate to are just basically, what started this off was we were talking, because Oliver has this enormous library of voodoo movies, and we were just going through them, looking at the titles, and I would be like, hey, have you seen this? And Oliver would be like, no, I haven't. And then he would be like, hey, have you seen this? And I would be like, no, I haven't. And eventually it just kind of became apparent to us that even though we both love movies and we both watch movies all the time, we've seen almost completely different movies. Like, there is almost no overlap between the movies that we've seen. So we thought we should take care of this. We should make it a little project to watch through these movies and sort of acquaint each other with them. So what we've been doing is 1 week Oliver will choose a movie that I haven't seen that he wants me to see, and we watch that, and then the next week I choose a movie for him to see, and so we're slowly working on it through things like that. And I guess like you said, we both kind of had the idea to start a podcast sort of talking about what our reactions to these things are, because not only have we seen completely different movies, like, we look for different things in movies.
I thought that was actually very interesting when we were discussing the first one that we're going to talk about, but we're not going to get into that quite yet. And we weren't going to reveal this per se, but yeah, so my Vudu, for those who don't know, is a digital movie app, and it's phenomenal, and I have a problem. I just buy things like all the time. So most of the things that we're gonna watch are things that I own but haven't necessarily watched. But you know, we could branch that out to anything really, you know, something on Netflix or Prime or, you know, anything. And that's not to say that we don't enjoy similar movies, because I do think we do. It's just that you sometimes tend to gravitate more towards technical or like quote-unquote artsy things, where I'm like, you know, more like a popcorn movie guy. And I think that's actually really cool, because we like different movies, hence the title, but we also like similar movies.
Yeah.
Like, even though
we like different movies, but we like movies. We both
right.
like movies.
Right, so even though we just went through this whole thing explaining how we like different movies, like, we appreciate similar things, we just gravitate towards different ones.
Yeah, so I think it'll be really interesting to sort of talk about those things and get each other's reactions.
Yeah, I agree. And so I'm notoriously bad for planning and structuring things, so I did have Jello come up with this, and it was great. You know, first, like, you know, when I read it, I was like, this is amazing. And maybe other podcasts have done it, I'm not sure, but
we have a game. This is a contest,
and I'm sure it's not 100% original, but who cares, you know, it's a podcast. We live on the edge. But this is, I have it right up, so I'm just gonna kind of go through them. Jello said that first point we'll discuss in each episode, and we're gonna try to do two two movies per episode.
Yeah. One that Oliver has chosen, one that I've chosen.
Right. Is that, so first point, we explain why we chose that movie for the other person.
Uh-huh.
We then have the other person talk about what they thought of it and rate it out of 5 narwhals, which is because I love narwhals. They're like the best.
That is the
ever.
Universal rating standard.
It is.
Narwhals.
We'll respond to the other's thoughts and reveal what we expected that they would rate it. And whoever is closest to the viewee's true rating wins that episode. So, for example, say I choose movie A that Jello has never seen. Mm-hmm. He would tell me what he thought about it, and he would give it a rating, and I would give the rating that I thought he would give it.
So I'd say, well, I kind of like that. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 narwhals.
And I'd be like, huh, oh, I thought you were going to give it 3 out of 5 narwhals.
Right. So that's a difference of 1 narwhal.
Yes.
So that's sort of your score for the
episode. We're going absolute value here?
Yeah, I think so.
For the math nerds out there. And then, so then, you know, Jello.
So then I'd choose movie B.
Right.
And show it to you, and you'd rate it. And then, so you'd say like, oh, I hated that. That was 1 out of 5 narwhals. And I say, shoot, I thought you were really going to like that. I was guessing you would rate it 5 out of 5 narwhals. Well, that's a difference of 4 narwhals.
Right.
So I
would win the episode.
Yeah, so you win the episode, I lose big time. And then the thought is that we'll keep score over
right.
the podcast.
Right. And we have no idea at the moment how this is going to be distributed. Obviously a podcast feed, but we're still working out the, again, this was kind of, we're just like, hey, let's do a podcast. I came up with like a cover for it. And there's been some planning, but not a ton. This intro is going to come out though with the first actual episode. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you can go right into it if you want. So, for this intro, to the differing cinematic tastes of Jello and Oliver, I am Oliver.
And I am Jello.
Peace out, everyone.
Peace out.
Yeah, you know, I'm from the 60s, apparently. Actually, I saw a post today. My sister shared it. It was like a Tumblr post that we need to, like, start using, like, mixing slangs from Generation, and one was, like, tubular AF, and I was like, ooh, yeah.
that sounds horrible.
I love it. I think it'd be amazing. Okay, so I guess we can just keep this recording and go right into it.
Yeah, I'd say pro tip, don't stop the recording.
Yeah, because we don't know what's gonna happen when we
yeah.
do.